In a not-so-distant, dystopian future, people are pitted against their neighbors one night a year. And on that night, all crime, including murder, is legal. That is the premise of an incredibly successful horror movie franchise. The fourth installment of the Purge series opened today, and NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered, what about these stories of society run amok keeps audiences coming back? Here's what she found out.
The Purge films have on average made almost 2,000% at the worldwide box office. The newest one explains how the Purge came to be.
Is the Purge a political device?
It is a psychological one. If we want to save our country, we must release all our anger in one night.
The idea is that if people blow off steam, crime rates go down.
It's a cool idea.
That's Grady Hendrix. He's an expert on horror literature and film.
And, you know, movies don't have a lot of cool ideas, so when you find one, you may as well make as many sequels as you can.
Hendrix says the Purge films work in the tradition of those urban menace movies so big in the 1970s. Death Wish, Taxi Driver.
Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
This idea that our cities are just these, like, horrible death traps, and the second you let your guard down, you'll get murdered by weirdos.
Somebody please open the door!
At a moment when gentrification has changed the conversation about crime on city streets, the power of the Purge also derives from an older horror trope, the idea of blood sacrifice. Played out in the Hunger Games books and movies, and, Hendrix says, the classic Shirley Jackson short story, The Lottery.
Where, for a society to be healthy, you just have to kill people sometimes.
The politics of the Purge haven't been exactly subtle. In one, the heroine is a crusading senator who calls out the National Rifle Association.
The money generated from the Purge lines the pockets of the NRA and insurance company.
The end justifies the means.
James DeMonaco wrote all the Purge movies. In a promotional interview with Movie Clips Coming Soon about the first one back in 2013, he said he purposely made the backstory shadowy.
We kind of say that America was starting to crumble. Crime, poverty, stock market crash, many wars. So everything kind of went haywire. New government regime came in and got us back on track by creating the Purge.
The baddest guys in the series tend to be wealthy elites who enjoy private manhunts and deem certain people expendable, like the homeless or political opponents.
We are going to use this year's Purge to do some spring cleaning, gentlemen.
Survival is the most important thing.
Writer Grady Hendrix says that basic message resonates when so many people struggle just to make ends meet.
And I think one of the things that's interesting with the Purge movies is, at a time when the idea of a safe space is so ridiculed, I mean, really, to talk about safe spaces, you're almost using a word that's become a pejorative. However, the Purge movies do traffic in the horror of saying there are no safe spaces.
There are chainsaws and they're coming inside.
Your house isn't safe. Your store isn't safe. Your family isn't safe.
It ain't coming.
There is nowhere you can go to get away from or be protected from someone who wants to get at you.
Americans are feeling more divided than ever, according to numerous polls. Hendrix says the story about losing common humanity feels relevant.
How the hell did it get to there?
Regardless of politics, the Purge movies share a sense of the decay of the American dream. Horror movies are often a catharsis. The Purge films live up to their name. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.